Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
We are looking at natural gas because, of course, it has inflationary impacts. It's the hottest commodity in the world right now and the heart of a dawning era of confrontation between the great powers, one so intense that in capitals across the West, plans to fight climate change are getting relegated to the back burner. Our energy and commodities correspondent, Stephen Stupczynski, is the brains behind this big take and joins us now. Stephen, it's a fascinating read. The centrality, the importance of gas. Who would have thought that we'd be focused this squarely on LNG and gas more broadly this year? But we are, and the consequences, the implications are significant of what's happening. Just outline for us where things stand in terms of the shortages and the demand and how it's playing across the commodity space.
I think it goes without saying that there just isn't enough gas in the market. And the issue, I think, really stems from years of investment. Folks have invested a lot of money in changing their infrastructure to use natural gas. It's a power plant fuel. It's used for heating. And it also burns, when you burn it, it's less CO2 emissions than coal. So the world is doubling down for years on natural gas. And then the war in Ukraine started. And that just exacerbated everything. Because Russia is curbing supplies to countries like Germany and other folks, and that is creating initially a stark shortage that could upset economies.
Yeah, and this is very much front and center in Europe. That quota from the economy minister talking about a Lehman moment for Germany. Who is most dependent? You know, who is most at risk? Germany, but others too?
Yeah, I mean, there are several countries around the world that use a lot of natural gas. You know, there's Italy, there's Germany, there's France, but also in Asia, you look at Japan, China, Pakistan, Thailand, India. Every country uses natural gas to some extent, and even major exporting countries like the United States is a huge consumer of natural gas, and their market is affected by what happens in Russia, what happens in, if an LNG project goes offline in Qatar. It affects the world, and it shows that natural gas is having its oil moment. These markets, which were usually quite regional, are becoming more interconnected. And that's part of the issue, and that's part of the reason why prices are rising so much, because there is that global competition for a finite amount of gas.
And Stephen, is that competition, is it leading now and higher prices to more investment? Is that starting to come through? And where are the needs most acute when it comes to infrastructure?
You know, so when it comes to investment and when you come to just alleviating the supply crunch, yes, we need to invest in more supply. And that is happening. Companies like Shell and Exxon are joining this massive expansion in Qatar to boost LNG exports by the middle of the decade. At the same time, there are facilities in the United States. The U.S. is a major producer of natural gas, but they don't have enough facilities to export the stuff. And so there is this big wave of investment in U.S. LNG export facilities. Already two facilities have reached what they call final investment decision before they can be construction. Canada, the same. There's one facility that's been approved. It's looking like North America could become a major supplier. And on the import side of things, Germany has to build 20-something LNG import terminals to rid itself of its dependence on Russian gas. And at the same time, China as well is embarking on one of the largest build-outs of LNG import infrastructure. It's going to be a big boom in investment for not only natural gas supply, but also ways to import the stuff.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.